AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio.
Welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up, my people? This is Robin Dixon. Back at you another day, yes. Another Monday.
Yes. Are you
joining us on this Monday?
You look really like tanned and like pretty.
No. It's probably just bronzer.
Oh, yes. Bronzer.
Yeah.
Any type that you, in particular, that you love?
What am I using right now? Charlotte Tilbury is what I have on right now.
Yes, yeah. Love her. Uh-huh. And it's like glowy.
Oh.
Yes.
Thanks.
Uh-huh. Robin Dixon, yes. With the glow over here.
I'll be getting a natural glow one day soon.
Yes. You have a vacay planned?
Yes.
Okay. You can tell me about it off air. Because if Robin tells me now, y'all going to meet her at wherever place she's going. So we ain't going to tell y'all.
I mean, I don't know about that, but okay.
Asia gonna meet you.
Right.
Okay. True. Anyway, we have things that we need to tell y'all about. First of all, the Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening April 22nd. We're so excited about it. It's in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes.
And it's so our segment is going to be Reasonably Shady / Checking In. So we'll be with Michelle Williams.
Yep. Awesome. That'll be fun. It's going to be all about your mental health.
Yes.
But you know, we're going to make it shady and reasonable and all that good stuff.
All that good stuff.
Fun. Yep. But and then the rest of the people in the lineup are
like Just Hilarious, Horrible Decisions, 85 South. Mm-hmm. I found out that is going to be making an appearance with Horrible Decisions.
Oh, are you spoiling? Are you?
Oh, is that a spoiler? Oops. That was a spoiler. Take it out. Take it out, Taylor. Okay, never mind. Anyway, 85 South and a bunch of other people. It's going to be big fun.
Yes.
So I'm super excited about it. Get your tickets with blackeffect.com.
Blackeffect.com.
Yes. Yep. Get your tickets. And I think that it's April 22nd.
Yeah, we said that.
April 22nd. And like, I get your tickets like now because I believe it's like almost sold out.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I hope they have some VIP passes because, you know, that Jamal Bryan said he wants to come.
Oh, really?
Yeah, since he's in Atlanta.
Okay.
I'm like, boy, you can stand in the back of the stage.
He can't sit in general population.
No, he cannot. Anyway, also, I want to remind you guys that your girl here, Gisele Bryant, is on season 3 of Ultimate Girls Trip. It is now running, streaming on 3 episodes on Peacock. So get your entire life and watch it because it is fun. It's funny. It's some girls from Miami. We got some Salt Lake girls. We have Leah from New York, myself, Portia. It is a lot of funny drama.
Have you seen the episodes yet?
Yeah, I saw 3 of them.
3 of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
It is good stuff. We're like by episode 3, like we're like getting into our groove.
Okay.
So I'm excited about the rest of the episodes.
Okay. And how many episodes are there?
I think 7.
Okay.
7 or 8 maybe.
All right, fine.
Yes.
All
so right. This is exciting. Peacock, if you don't have Peacock, listen, stop being cheap. I think it costs what, $4.99? Like,
yeah, I think I pay $4.99.
Yeah, so stop being cheap and go ahead and get your Peacock on.
Get your Peacock on. Yes, okay, so I'm going to have to find time to sneak and watch it.
Why did the sneak?
Well, because, you know, somebody's home a little bit more often and...
Right. Is that your reasonably shady moment of the week?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I mean, they just take up the viewing, you know, when the men are in the house.
Yes.
They don't really like to watch the
girly
reality
shows?
TV type stuff.
Okay.
So
I get it.
I'm going to have to, you know, plan my time on when I can watch it.
Can you tell Juan I'm in it? Maybe he wants to see it because I'm in it. He doesn't know.
He doesn't watch the show that I'm on.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
And that he's on sometimes.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll sneak and
so
watch.
So I have to like do it when he's like out the house or something.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I respect that. Okay. But do you have a reasonably shady moment?
I do,
week?
Of course. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes I don't. Okay. So this past weekend, we celebrated Corey's 15th birthday.
Yes, Corey.
Yes, his birthday was actually a couple days ago on the 21st.
Okay.
So we went to paint. We took 10 of his friends to paintball.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was fun. It was cold outside. We did paintball. We took them to eat afterward. And then, like, that wasn't enough. They wanted to come back to my house and play basketball. You know, I have a basketball court outside.
Yes.
They wanted to come dunk on each other, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, when they kind of asked that, that's when it was kind of like, oh, it's like, okay, let me.
When were their parents going to pick them up? Did you have a time?
Oh, okay. So all these kids, for whatever reason, their mama and their daddy was busy, right? They like, I'm out of town. I got to do this. I got to do that. So we actually rented a 15-passenger van.
Nice.
And picked up, like, well, we had some meet at my house and then other ones I had to pick up. I literally was driving. Juan and I took turns driving a 15-passenger van, picking these kids up.
Was there a stripper pole in the back?
No.
So it wasn't that kind of party van? Okay.
No, it was not a party bus.
Okay.
It was...
I just want to know what kind of party Corey had at 15.
Yes.
If he had a stripper pole. Okay.
No, it was like as if you were taking a basketball team to a tournament.
Yes.
Like, you know, I've done that before, whatever. So it's like rows and stuff, whatever. So had to load up the passenger van, pick kids up, take them home, all that, blah, 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 whatever. So anyway, so after they finish eating, they come back to my house. They play basketball. They're outside. Mm. Juan is already, like, I can see that he's getting nervous because, you know, when you have that many boys, they're gonna be dirty.
Yes.
You know, they're going to come in. Right. They stink.
Deodorant.
Oh, that's the other reason why I had to get the van.
Why? Because they stink?
Yes. Because, so I was like, Juan, like, we can just both drive. Like, my car, your car, we'll pick the kids up, blah, blah, blah. He was like... I don't want those stinky boys in my car.
He said, well, I don't want Chick-fil-A in his car. He don't want any kids that not his in his car. Okay. Juan is demanding out here.
He said, he was like, they're gonna paintball. They're gonna be dirty.
Dirty and stinky.
They're gonna be stinky. Let's just rent a van. I said, okay. Oh,
right. Okay.
So
I'm with Juan on that.
You are?
Yes.
Okay. All right, fine. I was just like, whatever.
And then they can all be together. They don't have to split up, right?
Yes. And it was fun in the end. Because, they were all together and they all, you know, laughing and joking in the van, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So the shady part comes. They come, they finish playing basketball. They come in the house. Mm. And, you know, they all kind of going upstairs to the kids' rooms. But we noticed one, like, snuck downstairs.
Okay.
Right? And then he came back upstairs. And so Juan was like... He went and used the bathroom. Let me go check this bathroom out. So he went in the bathroom. For whatever reason, there was mounds of toilet paper left in the toilet.
Okay. What?
Like, it was just...
Did he flush the toilet?
It doesn't look... So he must have gone number two, and he must have flushed his two, mm-hmm. and then wiped, and then left all the toilet paper. Right. I'm not done.
Okay.
And left all the toilet paper just sitting in the toilet.
Okay.
Okay. So that's... And then Juan is like, the sink is not wet. He ain't washed his hands. Anyway. Okay. Let's on to the
not
next.
Juan, Inspector Gadget.
Oh yeah, he's very, you know, I don't know, cleanly. He's just like, especially with the boys. Like I said, he's got a whole bunch of boys. He want to make sure they're not peeing on the floor.
True, because
he will make them come and clean and pee up.
Okay,
right? Okay. So
thank God I got girls. Whew.
Yes, yes. So we kind of quietly dealt with that, and then it was literally like 10 minutes later. Mm-hmm. I hear a bunch of commotion and the boys are like, oh my God. Oh, sorry. Okay, wait, let me take the name out. Like,
Shayla, take the name
yeah.
out.
Uh-huh. They're like, oh my God, he stopped the toilet up. He stopped the toilet up. Now, this is upstairs. This is the
no.
toilet. Upstairs. So another kid went number two.
I can't.
In the kids' bathroom.
What?
Totally stopped the toilet up. Like,
what came out of his body? An animal? What in the world?
Right. I was just like, what is happening with these kids? So that
thank God for the
Juan
girls.
Juan was like, y'all gotta go.
Yes.
Get on out of here. Let's go. Let's get them out of here. Like, it was like literally party over.
Like, well, let me tell you when this reminded me. Okay, wait a minute. Party over. How did they get picked up? Yo, you opened the asses?
We had to drive them home in the van.
Hilarious.
And so we're in the van and the whole time the kids are just like, they're like getting on the kid that stopped the toilet up. And like, they posting all these memes on Instagram. And
no!
Like,
oh, embarrassing him?
Yes.
Oh my God.
This is what boys do.
Oh, that's what boys
do? This is what boys do.
Okay.
Yes.
So when we're in season and we're filming.
Yes.
I tell the crew they cannot go number two in my house.
Right.
Do you do that?
Well, I don't do that, but Juan is always checking behind them.
Oh, okay.
For sure.
Yes. You cannot do that in my house. And they know that. It's like a rule. So like they found some bathroom like at some gas station around. I think it's far away.
You can't give them like a bathroom that you don't frequent?
Oh, I never go in this bathroom. The bathroom that they do use, yeah. I never go there. But it's that's not the point. The point is there have been times when somebody, and I know who he is, he's a tall black cameraman. up my house on several occasions. I said, oh, hell no, we ain't doing this no more. Y'all cannot go. If y'all even think about going number two,
oh my God,
you got to vacate the building. Hilarious.
I mean, that's so crazy because, like, it is crazy. When we're filming, we have so many people in and out of our house.
Yeah.
And so not even just going number two, but, I will say they do clean up after themselves.
They do, for sure.
Yeah. I've never gone to my bathroom and been like, damn. I can't believe they did that. They even bring in their own like
toilet paper,
soap, paper towels,
everything.
All that type of stuff. So they're not using our stuff. So I appreciate that. But oh my gosh, that so Juan is real. He can't do mice. He can't do, stopped up toilets and stuff. So that was my treat to go unstop.
Oh, you had to do it.
Yes.
So your shady moment is this child. In the toilet.
Yes, the toilet. Yes. Just all of the activity in my house with all the toilets. Yes.
Yeah, that's a bit much. Far different from my shady moment of the week.
Yes.
Okay, so if you live in DMV, mm-hmm. right now, all anyone's talking about is peak bloom.
Yes.
Okay.
Cherry blossoms.
Freaking peak bloom.
Yes.
And it's the cherry blossoms. So I have allergies. Mm. Like, this is like the first year that these cherry blossoms are like, I can feel it in my head.
Yeah.
My nose is always running.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So peak bloom is my shady moment of the week.
Yeah.
Yes, the cherry blossoms are amazing. Yes, Potomac has cherry blossoms as it's like flower. Does anybody else have a? Yeah, we have a flower. No. Wait a minute.
Our state flower?
No, we have cherry blossoms. Potomac has... The Real Housewives of Potomac.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Has cherry blossoms.
Our logo.
And our logo. Yeah. I don't care anymore. And they're extremely pretty, but I can't take it.
I know.
I want the peak bloom to be over.
Have you always had allergies? Because I've had, because, you know, I deal with that.
Not this time of season. Like,
a little bit later.
Like, yeah, they say it's like earlier this year or something.
Oh, it is?
Because of our weather has been warmer.
Okay.
So the cherry blossoms are blooming earlier. And so like that's why you're feeling it earlier.
Okay.
Something like that.
I thought it was peak bloom. If I hear peak bloom on the news one more time. Peak bloom.
Well, you know,
peak
yes.
Bloom.
You know, they're it's like they're watching it. They're like waiting.
It's oh,
like,
it's, oh, like it's a thing.
Whole, it's a whole thing.
Yeah. It's a countdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, oh yeah, the other day I was just like on the couch and I was like, my allergies are killing me. It was just all yes. of my eyes, my head, and then it makes you fatigued, like all of it. I was just like, oh, I'm dying. But like, you know, what can we do?
What can we do? We can move to the Elon Musk town in Texas.
We can?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you heard of this?
No.
So Elon Musk is building an entire town.
Yeah.
That is just for his employees in Texas.
What?
So that means that you go to work
uh-huh.
with these people.
Oh my God.
And then you go home and see these people.
Oh my God.
And then you go to the gym and see these people.
Oh my God.
Like how can you get rid of these people?
What is it like, why? Like that's, is it manned? So when you say his employees that what work for Tesla?
I guess I think
or
Tesla.
Twitter or
no, it can't be Twitter because Twitter is in
I mean, is he moving everyone? Like what?
Listen, they go on to
that
Texas.
That reminds me of that movie. Jim Carrey was in it. I used to love that movie. What's it? What is it called? It was so good. I love that movie. It was like
I don't know what you're talking about.
Pleasantville.
Oh, Pleasantville. Yes.
Huh? He wasn't in Pleasantville?
I think that was Tom Hanks. That was the other white man.
Remember when they like at the end, they're like on a boat and they're going away and then they like run into the wall because it was like they were on a set.
Oh, yes.
No? Am I getting my movies mixed up?
The movie Robin was trying to remember is The Truman Show. From 1998.
Was nothing real?
You were real. That's what made you so good to watch. Listen to me, Truman. There's no more truth out there than there is in the world I created for you.
Yes. Okay, Carly's going to figure that out. But can you imagine seeing people that you work with 24/7?
Yeah, no.
That's an absolute no.
But I think that happens in small towns. Like... there are some very
right.
small towns in America where like everybody knows everybody.
Yeah, no.
Right.
I don't need to know you or want you.
Right.
Want you around. I need a break.
Right.
And I need a point in the day that I'm around people that I don't know and they don't know me.
Right. So what is the name of this town? Do we know?
It's called Elon Musk. It's called Musky Town.
It is.
I made that up. I don't know, but it's in Texas.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess, the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again, the First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances, and the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So when me and my girlfriends get together, we always like pull out what we're using, our hacks, our whatever.
Right.
So I have a girlfriend. And so she was like, Giselle, do you use chlorophyll in your water?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was like, I got some, pulled it out of her purse or her pocket. I don't know. People at the, we were at the table at breakfast. And everybody started pulling out their shit that they use. So one girl has has this poop spray that is like, if you spray it anywhere in like a 50 mile radius, it like clears up all scents.
It's not the poopery?
It's not poopery. It's better than better than poopery.
Oh.
Yes. Okay. So let's get back to the chlorophyll. So she was like, here, put it in your water.
Okay.
So I like 15 drops in my water. And I was like, is this going to make my poop turn green? She was like, hell no, girl. But it's going to make you, if you fart, it's going to smell good. And if somebody does any licking of the vagina, it's supposed to taste really good.
Okay, is that why she takes it?
I don't know. I don't ask these questions. I just was like, ooh, girl, this is good. So she put it in my drink, and then I bought some.
Okay.
Yes, it does turn your poop green. I don't know about the rest yet. I'll let y'all know about the rest.
Okay, but what is... So you bought it specifically to make your...
vagina be tasty?
Yeah.
My vagina is already tasty.
Okay.
That's the word on the street. Okay. I've got no complaints. But you know, one girl was like,
it has to have another purpose than
I think it's like
whatever you just said.
I think it's a dietary supplement.
So you're just taking chlorophyll just because.
Listen.
You don't know why you're taking chlorophyll.
Listen. A tasty vagina, I think it's good.
You said it was already tasty. So what else?
Okay. Robin, look, stop hating. I feel some hateration from across the room right now.
No. I'm just trying to get clarification nice.
And if I farted, which I don't do often, and we know you don't fart at all, ever.
Never.
But if you did fart, it would not smell.
Okay.
There'd be no smell to it.
And that's why...
It cleans out your system now.
That's why you're going the extra mile...
It's not extra mile.
To take chlorophyll.
I bought it on Amazon, $19.99. This is no sweat off my back. 15 drops in the morning. Like, this is not a big deal.
I mean, it is. You have to, like, remember to do that.
No, I don't. It's right there by the rest of my vitamins.
Okay.
So, anyway, again, I will let y'all know about... Yeah. I just started taking it. I need some time for it to kick in for the tasty vagina. I'll let you know.
Okay. I actually don't care what your vagina is.
I'm just saying, the people want to know. Now, speaking of tasty vaginas, and this is the last time we're talking about this guy, Robin. The last time that we're talking about Nick Cannon.
Mm.
This is it. I know you had a baby by him.
Yeah.
You had number 12.
Uh-huh.
or 11? Which one did you have?
13.
You had 13.
Yeah.
He's come out to say a couple things. One, he wished he had a baby with Christina Milian.
I just saw that.
How do you come out? How do you have 25 babies and then you say, I wish I had a baby?
The one that got
woman.
Away.
What?
That's the one that got away because she looks nothing like the rest of my baby mamas. What?
Like, yes,
what?
She looks just like the rest of them.
So is it because he just wants to like keep them in his life? Like, why does he want a baby with Christina Milian? Is it because he wants the baby to look like her, or he wants to like be in her life for the rest of his life?
I think he wants
life.
To be, you know, in her life. I don't know. But he hasn't figured out that these babies grow up.
Right.
They become teenagers. Yeah, and they go away.
Well, that's why he's continuing to have them.
Oh, because they...
Because he knows they grow up and they go away.
Okay. Now, this is the other thing he said. Okay, no, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
This is the other thing he said that I felt in my bones that I needed to talk about it.
Okay.
So he said Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Love of his life.
Mm-hmm.
She's sent from God.
Yeah.
She is like God in a woman. Okay.
Okay.
She's the best thing that's ever walked the earth.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You think Jamal is saying that about me? Because I am his ex-wife. And I want to know. We need to get him back on
he's
the podcast.
Not,
I don't think
he would say it in those words.
I don't think he's ever thought that. And I need to talk to Mariah. How do you get a man who you're now divorced from to say you are sent from God?
Well, that's because she's Mariah Carey.
What is that? I'm Giselle Bryant.
I mean, Mariah Carey is like, she's got one of the most beautiful voices in the world.
He didn't specify though. He didn't say her voice is sent from God.
But he said that she's so cool. She's so down to earth. Yes. She's just like so funny.
Right.
So he's probably like, oh my God, this is a mega star here.
Uh-huh.
And she's just like, so cool.
But you're
so
like
funny.
Describing me. I'm so cool. I'm so funny. I'm a mega star.
Okay, well, let's see what Jamal has to say. Now,
listen, we're in a couple months, we're going to get him back on. We're just going to ask him that question.
He might say that. Like, does it sound like Nick Cannon has regret? Maybe. Like, does he probably
with Mariah?
Wish? Yeah.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
And well, maybe not, because then he wouldn't have 25 more kids. Which he seems
that,
like he's very happy to have
the void that Mariah has left in his life.
Oh, we have figured it out. Yes. He has all these kids because he got divorced from Mariah.
Yes.
Look at you, Robin.
I see.
Are you Dr. Phil?
I mean, it takes a little bit of like uncovering the layers.
You
stuff.
Peel back you them peel, layers, honey.
You peeled them back.
Yes.
But Jamal, he said that he wants to feed you ice chips. Are you going to feed him ice chips? So he might feel the same way.
Okay, we're gonna move on. Okay, right. So do you want to give me any hacks, since we were talking about hacks?
I mean,
or anything that you use that you feel like I need, because you're gonna buy chlorophyll.
No, I'm not. You have not convinced me.
Well,
whatsoever.
Juan wants you to buy chlorophyll.
He's fine.
Okay,
he's
moving
fine.
Moving on in the world of entertainment. The Met Gala. Can we talk about that really quickly? Because they said, because Anna Wintour this year, she said them Kardashians are not invited. I'm not inviting anybody with last name Dashian, Carr, none of it. Jenna, none of it. Y'all are all banned from the Met Gala. Why?
Did she really say that though?
I don't know, but
that's the word.
The word on the street is none of them are invited.
Really?
She said because the Met Gala has turned into a reality television show and she dare not turn fashion into reality television. She didn't say none of this. I'm making all
okay,
of this
I was like, because that sounds good.
I know. It sounded great.
That sounds really good.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like, think about it. It took a long time for Kim to even get invited.
True.
You know?
True.
So I don't know. Maybe she is feeling like, okay, this has gone a little too far. Like it's all types of randoms at the Met Gala now.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, I feel like I don't really necessarily believe it. I think it's one of those I'll believe it when I see it.
Right.
Situations.
I feel like you need one dash in.
Yeah.
Not a car. So like some of them should not be invited.
Not a car. So who? Okay. So who? Does, who
I think is, Kim who should be invited.
Okay. And who? Courtney? I don't know.
No, not a no? Courtney, not a Chloe. A Kylie. Because isn't she?
The only one that actually makes the most sense is Kendall Jenner because she is a runway model.
What does modeling have to do with this?
Fashion?
Oh, I forgot. Oh, speaking of Kendall Jenner, woo! You remember back in the day when everybody used to, when Gigi and Bella used to be like, did they ever like shade her? Because they're like, oh, you got your job. Remember back in the day, they were like, you got your job because you're a Jenner.
I mean, I don't know who did. I mean, I know people definitely like looked down on her in her modeling career for sure. Like she thought said, it was like handed to her.
She said, how you like me now? She is the top paid model of 2022.
I saw that. $40 million or something.
Yeah.
Do we believe that?
100%.
I don't believe. Has Gisele Bündchen been modeling? Because she was on the list at like $30 million.
Is it Bündchen or Bündchen?
Bündchen. Bündchen. That's what it is.
I can't even deal with Robert today. Bündchen?
Bündchen.
Okay. So Gisele was under at 37, right?
Yes. Yes. Like a few notches lower.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm just like, when has Gisele Bündchen been modeling?
Maybe in her country. What is her country? I don't know what her country
Brazil.
Is. Is she Brazilian? Yeah. I'm sure she's been modeling over there.
They ain't paying her no $30 million.
Listen, no. Okay.
I don't believe that list. So, that's what I'm telling you.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Yeah. Well, but Kendall's over them Hadid girls.
Right.
Which is like, they were, when she came into the business, they were already huge.
Yeah.
So it seems like she has surpassed them. But speaking of Gisele Bündchen. Anyway, she came out to talk about like, oh no, me and Tom didn't get divorced because of football.
I don't think that's why they got divorced. But one more year, like everyone's like, oh, you divorced him, but she divorced him because he wanted to play one more year. No, if y'all really solid and tight and you know that this is your husband's career, that he's been doing this since he was a kid, like yeah. You understand, like it's not that hard to shake, right? And so right. If you're, you know, if y'all are really solid and you're tight and you're, you know, for better or for worse, uh-huh. You want to suck that 1 year up. I said that. So
I just don't know why she's continuing to give an explanation. Like, what does it matter?
Well, what was the content? Like, what was she interviewed or something?
Yeah, I think she was interviewed.
I mean, I'm sure that's like the only thing that anyone cares about, right?
Speaking of interview, people need to understand that we're asked questions
and
we have to answer them. But it starts drama, like,
right.
i.e. Candy and Tamar. Like, Tamar went on Watch What Happens Live. We're going to talk about Queen's Court in a minute. Tamar went on Watch What Happens Live to talk about Queen's Court.
Right.
With Evelyn and I don't know the other lady's name.
Nivea.
By the way, congratulations, because Tamar and Evelyn are engaged.
Okay.
Robin gives two shits. And Andy asked Tamar about beef with Candy.
Right.
And, you know.
No.
Somebody did.
No. It wasn't about her beef with Candy. It was, do you remember like Tamar, I don't know where it was, but she implied that in an Atlanta housewife's husband came at her, but she never said who it was.
Right. It was a blind item. It was a Tamar blind item.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So the question was just about, I didn't really watch the clip, but it was more so like, who did you have beef with from Atlanta Housewives?
Right. And so Andy guessed. Andy was like, was it Eva? Was it Cynthia? Was it so-and-so? And she's like, no. And he says, was it Candy? She doesn't say anything. She drinks her drink. So everybody knows what that means. Mm. It was Candy.
Okay.
So then she leaves the show and people start like, inquiring, right. And I think Candy then went and did. She got dressed up as Tamar and did a parody or something. I don't know. I'm joking. Candy did not do that. We love Candy. Anyway, they went back and forth, on the Twitter and I mean on Instagram. And I just want to say, I enjoyed every second. Right. I mean, look, we shouldn't be out here fighting for no reason,
right?
But this one was entertainment.
I mean, but it was like. It's one of those, yes, when people are asked a question and they answer the question, but it's just one of those like snowball. It just kept going and going and going. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, somebody just ignore it. Make it stop. Like, don't reply. Like, it's okay. Just let her have her moment. Stop. Like, whatever it is.
Listen.
Like, why do we have to address every single thing?
I don't know. But because like, let's talk about Shannon Sharp. Let's get into the Shannon Sharp of it all. Because he jumped into the chat when Larsa says she's been having sex for 23 years.
Okay.
With Scottie Pippen. Every night. Four times.
Four.
I had sex four times a night, every night. I never had a day off for 23 years.
Wait, hold on. What?
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
What? Your poor vagina.
You had sex 28 times a week.
Yeah, I swear.
For but with 23 years?
Yeah.
First four times. Times.
That is the biggest bullshit I've ever heard in my life.
Okay. What part of it is bullshit? Is the bullshit the amount of that is every day? Is the bullshit that is four times? It's only one. What's the bullshit here?
The four times every day.
Okay. So is it, so could it me, what if every, she said once a night?
I mean, I would
for 23 years.
I would probably say you probably missed a few, you know, okay, yeah. Maybe like I would still side eye it.
Right.
But I would say, okay, you might be exaggerating a little bit, but I could see maybe if there's, I have a friend that, from what I understand, gives her husband a blowjob every morning. Every single.
So he rolls over and she's like,
I don't know how it works.
Wait, Carly, do you know this person?
No, I just said the best part of waking up.
Oh, the best part of waking up is yes. The best part. Is yes, that a, that's a commercial.
It's in your mouth.
No. Is a blow job.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway.
So
is this a close friend of yours?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. And
what's her name? Have I met her? Because I will never look at her the same again.
Okay, well, I'm not telling.
That is what you choose to do. Is Carly?
No.
Okay.
No.
Listen. No. That's insanity.
Yes, I agree.
He should never divorce her. He should never be mad at her.
Oh, yeah, because no one else is doing that.
No one's doing that. Okay. Okay.
No one else is doing that. Okay. So I say that to say, okay, you know, I would, if Scotty needed it every day.
Four times.
No. The four times is a lie. That's a freaking lie.
But that's
just on the everyday.
But Shannon
part.
Sharp jumped in the chat to say that's why Scotty had back problems all throughout his career. I get it.
And that's the other part. So like I know just from being with an athlete or a basketball player, like they can't be doing that, like especially on
game day.
I mean, yeah. I guess this is like after the games and stuff, whatever. But like that takes their legs away from them.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like it's very taxing. I am sorry. If I was Larsa and I was dating Scotty or married to him.
23 years.
Well, she had to date him first. So when you're dating him, you know, okay, well, this my man wants me to have sex four times every night.
Right.
I'm leaving.
Is that how Larsa talks?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I have no idea.
No,
to be
she
honest.
Talks like this. Nang, she?
I don't know. Nang, nang, nang. Yeah, it's like,
okay.
Nah, nah, nah.
All right. We do love, I like you, Larsa, by the way, but go ahead.
I don't watch the show. So that's okay. I have no issues with anybody. I don't watch the show. I don't know who said what on what show, none of that. So okay. I did see the clip where she said she has sex four times every night. I'm sorry.
For 23 years.
I'm leaving. I am not, we are not entering this relationship. Like, I am not signing up for that.
Listen.
I don't care how much money you make. I don't care what sport you play.
Listen.
I don't
four
care.
Let me just go out.
Like,
four times is aggressive. I do want to say four times in a night is aggressive. That's aggressive.
That's miserable.
Yeah. Well, no. Okay. Let's put this into perspective.
Okay.
Okay. Let's say I saw a young strapping man, right? Yeah. After like round three, I'm kind of like, good night.
Every night? Right. Okay.
No. I hadn't seen him. Like, let's say I hadn't seen him. And we're excited to see each other.
Yeah.
So, like, even in that case, I'm like, yes. Three times, I'm like, yeah.
Enough.
And good night.
Yes.
Yes. And what happens to your vagina at that point? It is beat to smithereens.
Ain't she had how many kids they have? Like, at least four.
They have like four. And then
four kids.
And then, let's say in my situation, I'm like, okay, three, good night. You might wake up, hit another couple, two times. Okay, so that's... In my mind, that counts as like five.
I want to know how long were these sessions? Like, you know what
I'm
saying?
Oh, he might have been Speedy Gonzalez. He might have been a three-pump wonder. Boom, 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 done.
Possibly.
Boom, 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 done.
Okay.
All right. So if that's the case.
Okay, right. So I almost feel like we need clarification now. Are we saying that this is all in one sitting? You know what I'm saying? And he's able to like come four times, like real
easily? Yeah, if he's a three-pump wonder.
Or are you like, you get it on, you stop. You get it on again, you put your clothes on, you stop again, you get it on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
who's putting their clothes on?
I'm just saying four times a night. Like, I'm just saying over what time period are we talking about in the night?
I don't know. I don't know. From 10 to 11. Who knows? I don't know. Yeah. But I do think you're right. He is a pre-ejaculator. He's a quick ejaculator. What
he's
do you call
those? He's just like coming really fast. Okay.
Yeah.
So
he's a minute
so,
man.
Okay. So men, since you all replied to our last question about your anatomy.
Yes.
Let us know. Is it possible for you to have to ejaculate four times in a reasonable time period? Okay, like
for 23 years.
For 23 years.
Yeah, that's the part that kills me.
Yeah.
She like every day, 20, you know how long that is?
Yeah.
And he's a professional. See, the part that you're right, the part that trips me up is the fact that he's a professional athlete. And I know I did used to date this guy and he was a football player.
Yeah.
Wednesday was his cutoff. If you're playing on Sunday, if you don't have sex by Wednesday, it's not happening.
Right.
Because that messes them up.
Yeah.
They have no drive and stamina.
Energy. Yeah. It definitely affects them. It can. I mean, so I'm just curious, is it possible for a man to have sex four times in one night in a reasonable time period?
Yes. We do need to know that.
Like, because that just, for me, that sounds like I would never sleep. Like,
well, I would be dreading going to bed.
Right.
And I have had, I'm telling way too much, but I've had times where I've been like, okay, very excited to see a guy. And we're like, let's say those five things went down. Yeah, I needed a couple of days to recuperate.
Right.
So you weren't coming back at me the next day, like
right.
four more times.
Yeah.
Like, hell no.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess, the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again, the First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances, and the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Okay, let's try to dissect this a little bit. Scotty is not well endowed.
How do you know?
He can't be. If you're doing, if you're having sex with someone 4 times a night for 23 years every night, he's not well endowed. So, he just can't be. So, do you know what I'm saying?
So not only is
it's Rob like child's play.
It's like Rob, I can't. Robin has deduced that like, the man okay, is a minute man.
You can put your little pinky in me.
He has a micro.
Like, yes. That
I don't believe.
The
that.
Only you don't?
No.
You don't believe he's a minute man and he's a micro. Yes.
That really?
Is the only that's the only way that this makes sense.
That is true. That is true.
Or she's
not,
lying.
She's not Carly said, the reason I why I don't think she's lying. I think there's some truth to it, some truth, because she said it like so weirdly, like it was
right,
just
like it was normal,
like it was matter of fact.
Yeah,
and everybody was like, "Ooh, her poor vagina."
Yeah.
Yes, he's definitely under. He's about 5 inches.
Yeah, and I want to know, like, it's like we need follow up questions. Like, did she enjoy this, or was it just like I'm just this is what my husband wants? I'm just doing this for my husband. I don't
know. If we ever see her again,
so many questions.
I'll ask
I
her.
Need some input.
But anyway, moving on, because I do want to start the GoFundMe page. So,
what?
Listen, I've never thought that a GoFundMe page is necessary. I just want y'all to know that.
Never?
Until now.
Okay. What are you trying to buy?
Mexico has run out of money.
Oh.
So the tequila shortage is down. There's a tequila shortage.
Okay.
So unless Mexico gets more money, we're not getting any more tequila.
And you're worried.
Yes. And I need my Don Julio, my Casamigos, my Clase Azul. I need it all.
You need it all.
Yes.
Okay.
I need my 1942. I need it all.
Your, what's the one?
1942.
You need Kendall Jenner's?
No, I don't need Kendall's. Kendall can have her. That's my how she made her $40 million, maybe. But not according to Kathy Hilton.
Right.
But I feel like I'm a little concerned.
Are you really?
I am.
Why? I don't understand. What does Mexico running out of money have to do with the tequila shortage?
Okay, so they're having
how
a drought.
They relate?
They're having a drought right now.
Of tequila? A tequila drought.
Of rain.
Okay.
So there's a drought of rain, but we need to do something. Am I making this? Am I
what
making
is
this
the
up?
GoFundMe going to do for the rain?
Listen. Okay. So it's taking more for them to produce tequila.
Okay.
Okay. So I don't want to see. Sometimes y'all
it's
write us
gonna
letters.
It's going to cost more.
That's my whole point. And I can't afford this.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm
it's
looking.
It's a tequila crisis.
It is a crisis, and Robin, you thought I wasn't. Oh, didn't know what I was
oh, that
talking
means
about.
Oh, it's going to cost so much money. It's going to the price is going to skyrocket.
Okay, so the dryness. And
yeah,
I've just looked this up. The dryness in Mexico is going to have an impact on your next margarita. Okay?
Okay,
that's the headline.
Okay,
because there's a tequila shortage.
Okay,
and I don't need a margarita. Just give me mine straight.
Right.
On ice.
Okay,
so. Yeah, I don't know what the GoFundMe is going to do.
Yeah.
However, this is a problem.
You want the GoFundMe for yourself so you can afford
yes.
the marked up tequila.
This is a situation.
It is a problem, but guess where I'm not going to rectify it?
Where?
Mexico.
No, I'm not going there.
I am not trying to get kidnapped.
No, but because that is a problem, even though we shouldn't talk about the whole country. Are they that because they're not kidnapping people all over the country?
No.
However, it's a little unsafe right now.
Woo wee. Yes.
But the agave producers are having an issue. So I'm going to pray for rain.
Okay. Yes. Do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do a rain dance. Okay. So we do need. Okay. Y'all did write in. Oh, before we get into the write in, I do. Okay. There's a show that I binged. Okay. There's a show that I binged that I would like to. Let y'all know.
Okay, please.
Carly, have you seen Unprisoned? Okay, so it's on Hulu.
Okay.
And it's a comedy. It's a situational comedy a bit. Uh-huh. And it's with Kerry Washington.
Okay.
And I can't remember who the name of the guy that plays her father. Mm-hmm. But her father just got out of prison.
Okay.
And the what they go through mm-hmm. is very much, I think it's named Unprisoned because it's not just the jail, so to speak, but it's like your mind, your yeah. mental, how you handle things.
Okay.
It's funny. It's I think a 30-minute thing.
Okay.
It's really good. It's on Hulu.
So it's a series.
It's a series.
It's funny.
Okay. Funny. Okay. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's cute. All right. It's cute to watch. Okay. And I enjoyed it. And you know, Kerry Washington, I do like her as an actress.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. you know. I
miss her on Scandal.
I do too. But shout out to Kerry. And I think this is her whole thing. Like she produced, wrote.
Oh, really?
Acted,
okay.
The whole
night. All right. I have to check it out.
Yeah. Unprisoned on Hulu. Okay. So we do like it, I should say, when you guys give us wonderful reviews.
Yes, we do.
Yes. Okay. So right now we have over 2,000 reviews. And that is because of you guys. Yes. And we just want to say thank you. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
And we are at a 4.5 out of 5 rating, which actually went down because the haters came and just, remember, didn't
Damn
talk about
haters.
This? How
no.
they like over here on the reviews for Reasonably Shady talking about The Real Housewives of Potomac. Like,
listen.
Okay, so we got to get the rating back up.
Yes.
Because we have people, mad people coming to the podcast to review and
right.
like it's, that's so weird, but that's like it's so funny. It's like on my Instagram I have like you can't comment on my page unless you follow me.
Okay,
so what people do now is go to my business page Embellished to make a comment, and so I'll see and look, I haven't posted on my business page in over a year, although I am still doing business. So if you need a satin line baseball hat, go to embellish.shop.
Love it.
Anyway, so I'll see like these little comments come through. Mm-hmm. Bitch, don't nobody want your ugly ass hats. And that's why your man this, and that's why this, and that's why that. And I'm like, are y'all real? Like, it's really that important.
That important to them.
Is that important that yeah. you couldn't get through to me on my personal page. So you go to my business page.
Right.
To talk about something not related to that page or that post. It's just, it's pathetic. I'm just, people are pathetic. You're pathetic if that's what you do. If you hate and you go and leave negative comments on people that don't know you,
yes,
you're pathetic.
Well, anyway. Okay. For the non-pathetic people, because Robin's going to rant.
For the people that care,
yeah,
yes, and want to help us get our rating back up and want to continue to review us because we do this out of love.
Yes, we do. So, and if you have a Potomac beef, you can come to my personal page. Feel free. Okay, I don't mind. Just come. Like, don't go to the Reasonably Shady stuff and right. try to trash us there. No, just trash me on my page. That's what it's there for. Have at it. Okay, so, but I do want to read a couple of them. This is from DJ Cutie. Hi, DJ Cutie. I love this podcast. It's funny and entertaining. Giselle and Robin, keep it up. And it's just an overall good time when I listen to them. I really don't understand the hateful reviews. Thank you, DJ Cutie. If you don't like it, don't listen. It's pretty easy. I know that's right.
Exactly.
Another one said, I love all the episodes, but Jamal Bryant was amazing. Well, we're going to have Jamal Bryant come back because he needs to answer a question or two. He was so hilarious and my stomach was hurting from laughter with the banter between him and Giselle. Keep doing what you're doing. I love you guys and listen faithfully every week.
And then lastly, we have, this is from Don't Be Offended. I absolutely love you guys. I know when I hear Giselle say, what? It's going to be good. I can't tell you how much you both have helped me by telling your honest truths and opening up just a little about common issues among everyone. Please never stop. You guys are truly a support system every woman needs. We love that.
Okay. So, and before we end, I want to ask you, because we asked you guys to like send us anything, y'all could ask us anything. And I think this is a good one, just in light of recent headlines, I should say. It says, Robin, what's your favorite thing about your relationship with Juan?
Oh.
They're a big supporter.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Gosh, well, we've been together for a very, very, very long time. but I will say I feel like he's like my protector. Like I feel very safe with him and I feel very safe in life, like knowing that like he's there, that I can call him for anything, whether right. it's, you know, just physical, mental, emotional support.
I feel protected. I feel like my family's protected. I feel like we're very safe.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then this, lastly, this one says, Robin, have you and Juan been on a double date with Giselle and her new boo? Yeah. No, that's not happening. Okay. Jason can't handle Juan.
Why not?
Juan's going to yell at Jason.
Why would he yell at him?
Because he talks loud.
Jason talks loud? Oh, because
no,
Juan talks loud.
Yes.
But okay. Does Jason like sports?
Yes.
We're good then.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They definitely could talk about sports.
He likes football and or basketball?
He likes football for sure.
Okay.
Not so much about basketball. Yeah, he likes basketball.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then that's all we need.
Oh, boom.
I mean, Juan's not going to yell at him just because.
Juan's going to be like, how you doing? Jason's going to be like in the corner like, oh, shit.
He's talking loud. Is Jason mild and meek?
He's not.
Okay.
And Jason likes to get crunk and rowdy.
Oh, all right.
However, the dynamic would be a little weird.
Why?
I don't know. Okay. And then now that I think about it, maybe not, because they're both guys and
yeah,
guys are very basic.
Yeah, guys don't require much.
They don't.
I mean, so no, it has not happened, but apparently Giselle doesn't think it should.
No, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. Season 8 of The Real Housewives of Potomac. That's a joke. Anyway, we're out of here. Don't ever forget to live your life either reasonable or shady.
Or both.
Bye. 'Reasonably Shady' is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at RobinDixon10, Giselle Bryant, and 'Reasonably Shady'.
Are coming back to Atlanta right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.